1 Chronicles chapter 14. And Huram king of Tyre sent envoys to David, and cedar wood, and wall masons, and carpenters, to build him a house. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, because his kingdom was highly exalted, for the sake of his people Israel. And David took some more wives in Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. And these are the names of those born whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammua and Shobab, Nathan and Solomon, and Ibhar and Elishua and Elpelet and Noga and Nepheg and Japhia, and Elishama and Beelyada and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed as king over all Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. But David heard about it, and he went out to confront them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves out in the valley of the Rephaim. And David asked God and said, "Should I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up, and I will deliver them into your hand." So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David struck them there. And David said, "God has dispersed my enemies by means of myself like an outpouring of water," which is why they called that place Baal-perazim. And they abandoned their gods there, and David gave the commandment that they were to be burned with fire. But the Philistines spread themselves out again in the valley. And David inquired of God again, and God said to him, "You shall not go up after them. Go round away from them, and advance on them from opposite the balsam trees. And it will come to pass, when you hear the sound of marching in the crowns of the balsam trees, that then you will go out to war, for God will go out before you to strike the Philistines' camp." And David did as God had commanded him, and they struck the Philistines' camp from Gibeon to Gezer. And David's fame spread throughout all the lands, and the Lord put fear of him on all the nations.